1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dry, windy conditions driving wildfires across the Texas Panhandle into western Oklahoma. Aaron O'Connor is with the Texas A&M Forest Service.
Certainly the entire panhandle is at risk, but that northern area near the Amarillo, Canadian, Tampa area, that seems to be where we're having a lot of wildfire growth at this time.
In suburban Chicago, several tornadoes touched down, including in Hoffman Estates, where Nancy Cramp waited it out with her mother.
All of a sudden the wind picked up and we heard things hitting the roof. We were hitting the windows. We were downstairs. The sirens were already going off.
Lightning and hail also reported. At least 100,000 protest votes cast in the Michigan primary. People writing uncommitted instead of Joe Biden's name on the Democratic ticket as a way of protesting the U.S. policy in Gaza. A funeral service is planned for Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. It'll be held in suburban Moscow on Friday, 2 weeks after his death in a penal colony. This is ABC News. A major gun case before the U.S. Supreme Court today. Justices will hear arguments over whether the ATF can regulate bump stocks, devices that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire more like machine guns. The man who invented them is watching the case closely.
Jeremiah Cottle says he may soon get out of the bump stock business, even though a high court victory could once again help him rake in millions. He says more than anything, the Supreme Court showdown is about vindicating his version of the American dream.
That's ABC's Devin Dwyer. Bump stocks were banned after the 2017 Las Vegas shooting that left 60 people dead. Starbucks and Workers United, the union organizing Starbucks workers, have agreed to start new talks. Workers at nearly 400 locations have voted to unionize. So far, none of those groups have reached a labor agreement, though. City of San Francisco officially apologizing for past racist policies that discriminated against African Americans. The measure approved unanimously by the Board of Supervisors. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by black actors. The first black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half of the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest of the cost will be covered by the six parties in the case, including three groups funded by private lawyers. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. Black History Month is winding down, and black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protections are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
Myers speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers at the podium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where after Jordan Love's success last season, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst getting a lot of questions about how to draft a quarterback.
For me, I've always thought certainly the amount of time and games you've played in college, I think, really does equate to some success at times. And Over my time in the league, you know, that's gone down a lot. These quarterbacks are coming out earlier, and they seem to have less starts under their belt.
College basketball, strange night for the Badgers. An alarm went off in the second half, delaying the game 25 minutes in Indiana. The Hoosiers went on to win 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Angels 6-4 in Arizona. NBA, the Bucks over the Hornets, 123-85. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are getting better on defense.
I thought we were very physical. I thought our hands were active. Our deflections over the last four or five games have just skyrocketed.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A few lingering snow showers this morning, then it is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit colder today. Our high 24, the wind will be northwest at 15 to 25. That'll keep the wind chill factor in the teens to single digits here most of the day. Tonight, clear 13. Tomorrow, sunny 39. Friday, sunshine with a high back up to 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Green Bay now 17 degrees, Appleton 18, Oshkosh 16. Where'd you come from? Just DePere?
DePere this morning.
Part of the roads out there, okay?
Not bad this morning.
Not bad this morning? Okay, yeah. Auden. Very cool. Adam Lee from Icons Entertainment is here. Talk about the Garth Brooks experience that's going to be taking place at the Meyer Theater just down the block from here on Friday night. I was a huge Garth Brooks fan. And we were talking about that VHS tape from his concert in like 92.
Yeah.
Played that thing incessantly over and over and over and over. You want to know my? Okay, want me hear me do a little Garth Brooks?
No. Well, that's why we have Adam Lee.
No, I got two
we have Adam Lee.
Let me just.
It took a long time to get this guy here, so.
Just a little bit.
I love a good cameo. I'm into John playing.
Let him give him some very very strong backup music.
His eyes are closed. No, his eyes are. His eyes are cold and restless. His wounds have almost healed. She'd give half of Texas to change the way she feels.
Okay, that.
But she knows his love's in Tulsa. She knows he'll never go. Ain't no woman flesh and blood. It's that damned old rodeo. It's boots and bells and marionettes and the sun to cloud.
We got to work on the lyrics.
We got to work on the lyrics. But you know another one I love is...
Adam, you got to learn to follow this singer when they're out of key.
Yeah, that was a weird key.
That was a very weird key.
It was a new key he's working on.
Yeah.
So another one I really like is
Beaches
of Cheyenne.
Great song.
Yes,
love
great
that
song.
Song.
Okay,
we'll and just... you want to know another one I really like that you wouldn't know about unless you bought a lot of his stuff? Belu Wood.
I just told somebody yesterday that was my favorite song.
No kidding.
Really?
Yeah, great song.
I was just going to ask
love
you
that
what
song.
Your favorite... You were influenced by Garth Brooks.
Do you know what Belu Wood is about?
I'm not sure
it's based on a true story what really happened in World War I when on Christmas Eve the Germans were like singing Silent Night and the Americans were singing Silent Night in their trenches. And they're going to have a battle like the next day, but they all got together and kind of like sang and met each other and then went back to their foxholes. And at like midnight, because there'd been a truce, and at like midnight, the artillery opened and a bunch of guys got killed who had just got out and met. And Garth Brooks did a song about it.
Wow.
Really good.
I've never played it before. You want to try it?
Try it.
You want to try it? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Oh, the snowflakes fell in silence over Bellwood that night. For a Christmas truce had been declared. By both sides of the fight. And as we laid there in our trenches, the silence broke in two by a German soldier singing a song that we all knew.
Is that right?
That's phenomenal. Wow,
that's
I got goosebumps.
That's a great song.
I legitimately got goosebumps. That was so good.
Great song.
Yeah, so, that song is like haunting. It's a great, great song.
For sure.
And Garth Brooks tells stories in a lot of his music, and he influenced you.
Boy, did you sound like him.
Yeah, you did, right? I mean, we're going to get to it. Adam Lee is...
Who sounded more like him when I did Rodeo?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
That was painful listening
just
to you,
quick
especially
question.
With
is
Adam
that a
here.
Live thing, or can we cut that
we'll,
out of there?
We'll do our best.
Well, my thing?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
Wow.
John, I'm a little fearful that that's going to...
Well, thanks for being here.
Believe me.
I think it was you.
Yeah.
We're not going to see that. No,
we got to get ticket sales going here.
Good
so,
point,
yeah.
Good point.
Believe me, Adam, we'll have you sing a couple more times, and we'll have Todd cut John's mic. Now... Adam, Icons Entertainment, and you do a Garth Brooks like no one else, and you've been here once before. Johnny, I don't think you were here.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, you were.
I was someplace.
I think you were like deer hunting or Nightcrawler. Okay. You were something in Nogani. Anyway, Adam, you're performing at the Meyer Theater Friday, March 1st. You were influenced by Garth Brooks,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you're a young guy, but I mean, you must have really caught on. What did it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell the quick story. The quick version of my story is watching the Garth concert, probably the show that you're talking about, John, right? So it was late one night, laying down in bed and just flipping through channels, and I caught this Garth Brooks Live at Central Park concert in New York City. And if you guys don't know the story, he didn't know how many people were going to show up. It was a free concert, and Garth comes rising up from the bottom of the stage, and the video, I'll never forget this, his eyes get about this big around as he looks around the crowd of 400,000 people that showed up for this concert. And anyway, so I couldn't turn the concert off. I hadn't played a guitar. I hadn't sang a song in my life. But after that show, after watching that concert, I went up the next day and bought a guitar.
Wow.
Wow.
Did Don McLean come on stage? And did they do American Pie at the end of that?
He did not, but Garth sang
American
Pie. Garth
sang himself. Okay. All right. Yeah. I remember
bye
that.
Bye, Miss American Pie.
This guy's good. Yeah.
What a great song.
Would you rather have me singing songs every morning?
I'm going to see what this guy's doing.
Quick
every,
poll, folks. Who would you rather hear sing every morning? Yeah. Me or this guy?
Adam, what do you do every morning from 6 to 8? I'm just but your show, it's you. I mean, you are the star of the show, as you should be, because you are Garth Brooks. But you bring a pretty good entourage with you as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big band. So we'll have an 8-piece band, right? So covering every instrument possible in those Garth albums. We really pride ourselves in making it sound like Garth, right? That's the goal. I don't dress up like Garth. I don't try to pretend like I am Garth. But we want you to hear the greatest hit stuff that you grew up listening and loving.
And you sing the music, educate them a little bit. I mean, I'm sure there's some stories you know that maybe even people who follow him don't know.
For sure. That's part of the fun, right? It's all the fun facts and really learning about Garth and his life and his journey and how he and I are very much alike, right? Garth is very similar to me, where I make not a lot of money, and he makes lots and lots of it.
You know who he really helped and unfortunately died really, really young is Chris LeDoux.
Mm. For sure. And he sings about him in his songs.
Thank God for a worn-out tape of Chris LeDoux. Yep. Thank God for Chris LeDoux. How was that?
I've never heard the song, so I guess it's okay.
What's your favorite? You know what my favorite Chris LeDoux song is?
Mm.
This Cowboy's Hat.
Great song.
Okay. Garth Brooks.
Do you know that song, This Cowboy's Hat?
Johnny and I talk a little bit here how...
Can I just tell you what it's about?
Okay.
It's this cowboy who's in a restaurant, you know, like a Denny's or something, and these bikers are giving him all kinds of crap about his hat. It's like, hey, Tex, where'd you park your horse? Mm-hmm. I'm going to come over, I'm going to rip it off. Okay, those bikers. And he turns, and he talks about that hat, about how his the Rattlesnake Band, his nephew skinned it and put it on there, and then he died in Vietnam. And the pin is from a woman that he was in love with that he's never going to see again. And the feather was from this Native American friend of his that got run down. And he says, basically, you touch this hat.
Right,
and
you're a dead man.
Yeah. It's a great song.
You're going to love the show.
I got to come to this.
Friday. It's Friday at the Meyer Theater at 7:30, and it's only $25 a ticket, which is...
That's great.
That is like, we complain a lot about...
We spent $25 on two drinks last night.
That's what I was just going to say that, with bad service. So what we get is, your place is great service. The Meyer Theater is awesome. Do you like performing there?
It's my favorite, yeah. Right? Honestly, Matt and the team do such a great job at the Meyer Theater. It's one of my favorite places. This is a dream venue to play at, and I'm really lucky to be bringing this show there.
People say that, and I remember people coming on stage, and they're like, this is unbelievable, 1,000 seats, but... You know, again, we talk about last night, we were at the Hotel Northland. That restoration is not inexpensive, but boy, is it nice to have, isn't
beautiful,
it?
Yeah,
I introduced a band one time. It was a military tribute fundraiser type thing. But just being backstage and walking around back there and looking around, it's like, this is like something out of the movies with the old theaters.
Right,
Todd, have you guys ever explored that one with your...
Meyer?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Always wanted to.
Yeah. Todd's big into, what do you call it?
Paranormal investigation.
With theaters and stuff like that.
Yeah. I would imagine there's a few ghosts in there.
I would think
right.
so.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So your favorite song was what with Garth Brooks?
I mean, Bellawood is one of my favorite unknown songs.
What's
his most
That is like the last track on his CD.
Yeah.
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 What's his most popular song?
Friends in Those Places.
Oh, right.
He has made $14 million on that one song.
Do you, is that your encore song? You don't have to tell me, but when's that song in your show?
I mean, I can't tell you that.
You guys usually can't, but okay. We're with Adam Lee from Icons Entertainment, the Garth Experience, coming up at the Meyer on Friday nights. Friday night. If I'm here in town, I got to come to this.
So it's
going to be phenomenal.
He's in studio and not just plays Garth Brooks, but knows Garth Brooks in terms of what makes him tick.
We got a request for Friends in Low Places.
Oh,
if you want to play a couple more.
Sure. Yeah. Imagine that.
You know what you could do if you wanted to? If you want to hire me to be...
He's looking,
what?
John is looking for construction. He's looking for deep sea diving.
Okay.
So now...
But I mean, I could be out there sitting on a... I could be like sitting on a stool and then in the dark, then the light comes on me. And this song, Bellawood, about the Americans going up against the Germans.
That'll clear out the
1918.
Place.
Blah, blah, blah. Then the light fades on me and it goes up on you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
I mean, you got a voice for this.
I just got goosebumps again already. And when you can give yourself goosebumps, that means something.
Hey, Mayor, this show is much different when you have a second person here.
I'm coming to see you. You want to give us just a taste of that?
Sure.
Yeah. Break.
You got to sing along with me, though.
Don't encourage him.
Let me hear you, mister.
I'm listening.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
That is really good.
Unbelievable.
And I saw surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toast in juice and honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain, cause I got friends in
it's a sing-along.
Where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues.
People away. Driving in their car singing.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I'll be okay.
That's phenomenal, Adam.
That is
That's
great.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And they do chime in,
That's
I take
incredible.
It.
Who's that? Who's
the audience?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, that's part of the fun for us.
Yes.
Yeah. Honestly, one of the things I'll always remember that concert that I just talked about was Garth would start playing a song like, as an example, he'd start singing the verse to this song. He'd go, just the other night.
At the hometown football game.
And he'd just step back and 400,000 people
would sing it.
Would sing back to him. And man,
that
gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, yeah.
We got about a minute till break. Do you want to do something going into break for us real quick, and then we'll come back?
Yeah, you'll be our bumper music going into break.
Yeah,
that's great.
I promise I won't sing with you this time.
thank you for that.
Yeah.
I think that's great when there's a sing-along or two, but when it's an all-sing-along, you don't need to spend the money. And, I'm there to hear you, but I think that's great because you engage the community, but that's why I get the seat up.
But that's part of the Garth thing, too.
It is part of the Garth experience
if you go to his concert.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, and one of the fun things that I like to do is, as a Garth guy, right, I'm walking around the stadium or the crowd.
All right, nice. Give us a test of what
20 seconds.
All right, here we go. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs. And just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
He packed up all his buckles, shipped a saddle to his dad. By the way the house looked, she must have took it back. Workers come on Monday to fix the door and patch the wall. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call.
Awesome. I don't know how you did it, Todd.
Awesome.
Get Garth Brooks in studio.
Unbelievable. Adam Lee, Icons Entertainment. Right. You know what that song's about?
The Garth Brooks Experience.
Let me tell you what that one's about.
Yeah.
It's about a guy who was married to this girl. Okay. And he promised her that he'd never ride rodeo anymore. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I got to do one more. And he, as the saying goes, he drew a bull no man could ride. Okay. And instead of turning out, turns out that he died. Okay. And when he had called her the night before, he said, hey, listen, I'm doing one more rodeo and then that's it. And she said, you know what? Then I hope you never come back. And he died.
Hey, true?
Songs have some real.
I want to talk about that.
Dark kind of things.
And you explain that to the audience. Like, right?
I mean, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. With the light on and off.
Yeah.
But did he write Allzone music? Is he?
No. And there's a lot of fun stories that I'll tell in the show about that, right?
Cool. I didn't know that. I thought he wrote all his
songs. Yeah, a lot of people assume Garth wrote all of his own songs, and not necessarily the case. In fact, some very famous people wrote Garth songs. Trying to think of one. Lee Bryce is a guy who wrote a Garth Brooks song.
Oh, wow.
More Than a Memory.
All right. Do you have anybody that does any Trisha Yearwood?
Yeah, we have we have some fun little cameos that might do some Trisha Yearwood and maybe even some Martina McBride.
Outstanding. Right.
So you guys, this is...
A friend of mine's daughter plays keyboards in Adam's band, Betsy. Great voice, great band.
Absolutely.
And then we had another one. Who's your steel guitar guy? They are very hard to find, it said.
Yeah, so steel guitar is tough to find, right? It's kind of an old-fashioned instrument that just brings life to great country music like this. But Leroy Dooster is our guy, and man, I couldn't be lucky enough to have him in a lot of our bands, right? So not just the Garth Experience. He plays in our Morgan Wallen show that we just did, Wasted on Wallen, last weekend. He's all over the place with Icons.
Awesome.
All right, so this is coming up. The Garth Experience, the songs of Garth Brooks. This is going to be a lot of fun. Adam Lee, who... Not only plays Garth Brooks, sings Garth Brooks, but knows Garth Brooks. And we'll tell you some behind-the-scenes stories, how he wrote music, why he wrote certain things. And we're going to be giving away some tickets, Johnny.
Absolutely.
Do you want to do any now? Do you have a...
Let's wait a while.
All right.
But I want to check out one thing here with Adam first. Okay, so you watch this stuff. It's like, I want to be like Garth Brooks. I want to sing like Garth Brooks. What are the odds that somehow you can make your voice sound so much like Garth Brooks?
Yeah, when you sing him over and over again. I had those CDs in my player over and over and over again. So it was really easy to let that just melt into my soul. And that's who I am, man. Garth is a big part of me.
You know, Adam, we talk about, mentors, right? And a lot of sports, but in music, that's cool how you were so influenced by Garth Brooks. And we have other musicians that come on here. And I think, you know, it's incumbent upon you to influence a younger generation as well, right? Because kids need, you know, we have the glam band that comes on, and they are really engaging the youth.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just hope you share your talents with the youth, because this is a unbelievable community for the arts and music, right? Yeah. It's great for sports, but I just think it's great what you do, and I know your show is going to be great. So that's March. I just want to say that that's March 1st at 7:30. at the Meyer Theater right here downtown. We're going to be giving away some tickets a little bit later. What else you want to tell us about your show?
And by the way, you just got a request, Papa Loved Mama.
That's a great song. Happy to play it. Yeah, I'd say the one thing I'd love to share with the world, right, everybody that's listening right now, is Icons Entertainment is more than just Garth Brooks. We're excited about this Garth Experience show. It's a big deal. Yep. Meyer Theater is going to be just a blast. It's going to be huge energy. But Icons Entertainment has people like Luke Combs, Luke Bryan, Morgan Wallen, a lot of the new guys that we're doing shows for, as well as guys like George Strait, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. So Icons brings a whole bunch of entertainment. So check out iconsentertainment.com.
All right.
We got shows all over Wisconsin and the Midwest, right? Awesome. So we're starting to take the show on the road, and we're really excited. We're getting out to Illinois like and this. Iowa. And
really? That's awesome. Yeah. Fantastic. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
When you were in here, you gave us a little taste of some of the other people that you do. And, but this thing Friday is focused on Garth Brooks.
It is. Garth Experience.
Garth Experience.
Give some shouts out to some of the other people that make it worthwhile.
Oh, I really don't want to. It's all about me, John.
Okay. Welcome to my world.
Oh, man. Did I learn that?
But it was one of the cool things, though, is like Jim was talking about. I've never met a local musician. I'm sure you have. I'm sure everybody. I'm sure we've talked to Len. I'm sure he's met people. But, you know, some of them have a little bit of an attitude that they're too cool for the room.
Right.
But not many. And I think it's awesome, like what the glam band's doing, trying to get some young artists, give them a chance. Because getting that chance is the hard part, right?
Amen.
And you guys provide that.
Right. Yeah. Big Daddy, just D Productions.
Frank.
They bring the youth in. And those kids need that confidence. They need that, like, I can do it. And, you know, I know they're going to be Taylor Swift, but boy, they're going to just get out there and do more. And I think a lot of people have talent. Like even you said, you didn't know a whole lot about music and guitar until you saw Garth Brooks.
But think about this with you in your musical career, Jim. You know, the chance you guys had playing at those old folks' homes with your barbershop quartet, what that led you to.
Yeah, here you are. Mm-hmm. Here you are today. This,
I'm still looking, but it's so far. It's
that Jimmy Smith and the boys.
Oh, my goodness.
On the radio now. Yeah,
you come over here and I'll give you a little squeeze.
Yeah, come
heard
here,
him on the radio.
You little cutie. Yeah.
I did play some old folks' homes this year.
Did you?
Yeah, of course,
right.
Yeah.
All right. So, see, that you got to do that.
Have you met my granddaughter?
Jim and I did a Christmas show this year.
Did you?
Yeah. Christmas.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean?
I'm just making that up.
Oh. It's like, why wasn't I invited?
I'm like, wait. Jim was actually thinking that.
I know that was true.
Like, kind of like the movie yesterday.
Did I?
I've done a lot of, speaking at old folks' homes, I thought maybe you were there for the entertainment. So that's why I was thinking back. When did I see my man leave?
Could we do a little Papa Love Mama?
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely, let's do it.
Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove Mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part she couldn't handle was being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called Mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were all right. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when Daddy'd hang up, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good one, but the jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. In the grave, your papa's in the pen.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome.
Absolutely fantastic. Right. Well, Adam, this has been fantastic having you here. Icons Entertainment, the Garth Experience at the Meyer. This is coming up Friday. We're going to be giving some tickets away. And if I'm in town, I'm definitely going to be there because it's honest to goodness, I'm not even kidding about that. I got goosebumps from about three of the songs you
Amazing.
Did. So that was just really great.
I'm in town and I will be there.
Love it.
I just, that's going to be fun to see you. And
we're gonna go together.
Not just no.
He refuses to go anywhere.
I was going through the tickets to see to get my proper spacing. I don't want. He's the guy that would be sticking next to me,
right.
And you know my luck. No, that's
make
not
him
happen.
Row F. You're row A, Jim.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'll work that.
That's
out.
Gonna happen.
He's nothing worse than somebody who loves the music and they're tone deaf.
You know anybody like that?
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right.
That'd be fun. And you got the 7-piece orchestra behind you. Garth Brooks, education plus entertainment.
It's going to be a great night, honestly.
Yeah,
sing
thanks,
along,
man.
Dance with us. It's going to be great.
You want to give us a little bit more on the way out? We got
sure.
about 30
but,
seconds.
Iconsentertainment.com/tour/, right?
That's us.
Okay,
yeah.
Take us up.
Meyer Theater.
What am I playing?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, you choose.
All right.
I went to work with her that summer.
Good song.
Teenage kid too far from home. She was a lonely widow woman, helping make it on her own. We were 1,000 miles from nowhere, wheat fields as far as I could see.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
All the above average weather we've been having in Wisconsin's got people getting antsy. And it's not just Wisconsin that's antsy. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Now, today we take a step back with some fairly normal temperatures, but we're back to above average temperatures later this week. And we're not alone. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says he's hearing it across the countryside.
People are getting a little itchy already to get some things done in terms of maybe even some anhydrous coming on or getting some more tillage done that they didn't get done over the fall, things of that nature. I'm hearing those chatters out there. So, you know, realistically, a warm, dry spring, as much as it's great for producers, getting things going, getting stuff in the ground, it, you know, might not be one of those things that's going to help prices at all, because this market will start feeling like, hey, we got a big supply out there. We got big supplies coming and we're rolling early. And that usually doesn't do well in terms of price support in those that time frame. So that could be one of those headwinds over the spring if this weather does continue to stay friendly.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. And indeed, an overnight electronic trade this morning. We've got lower market. I've got numbers next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I think the collaboration that we see between Wisconsin Farm Bureau and these other commodity groups gives us a cohesive message, a singular stance in agriculture that offers credibility. It gives us a cohesive message and support for all of our agricultural organizations.
WFBF.com.
It's easy to join.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
On Tuesday, barrel cheese was unchanged at 167. 40-pound block cheese gained 2 cents to 161, while AA butter dropped a penny and a half to 283.5. This morning, our March Class 3 milk in Chicago is down 4, 1724. April milk closed 44 cents lower at 1756. Currently, December corn's down a penny at 458. November beans down 4 at 1126. July wheat's down a nickel right now, 581 a bushel. Facing a possible shutdown of the federal government, Wisconsin dairy producers being reminded, check in with your Farm Service Agency office beginning today if you'd like to get signed up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Payments could begin as soon as March 4th. Get details from your Farm Service Agency office. There's your market update. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A few lingering snow showers this morning, then it is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit colder today. Our high 24, the wind will be northwest at 15 to 25. That'll keep the wind chill factor in the teens to single digits here most of the day. Tonight, clear 13. Tomorrow, sunny 39. Friday, sunshine with a high back up to 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. They offer 24/7 emergency services for its clients and provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, wind and hail damage, biohazard cleanup. You name it, they'll take care of it. Midwest Restoration also provides restoration services for property damage caused by storms and vandalism. Give them a call if you're in need. 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, mwrestoration.com. They are open 24/7.
Answer the phones. They are. That's a great, great company. Johnny, I was just saying, there's a lot of talent going through this studio today.
I agree.
And it's been a while because it's usually just you and me.
Right.
We had the Meyer Theater. Your plans are made for this weekend, right? I mean, Friday and Saturday at the Meyer Theater. This Saturday event is called Symphony on the Rocks. Very, very popular with just a who wants to start? Well, let's introduce our guest first.
Introduce our guest there.
Yes. Well, Kevin Van Ness, who we all know.
Good morning.
And Kevin, you just got back from a huge event.
We just did a 10-day tour down in Florida and just had a blast.
Tell me about that parade. It's in the third. It's big.
It's in Ybor City. It's the third largest night parade in the country. There's like 300,000-400,000 people in it. It's all pirate theme. And Ybor City is kind of like a Bourbon Street where all the clubs are going wild, like 2 hours cool. before the parade. And we're playing in a big country bar, and the place is just wild.
Yeah, and you make it even more wild. I've seen you play many
times. We got the beats tossing and the parade going. Oh, man, it's out of control.
You bring it on, which is great. And then Len Nelson, you are part of the Symphony on the Rocks.
I get to bang on things and once in a while play a little accordion. We are actually, I got a part, and I'm not sure if Michael will let me play it or not, but accordion on Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. What do you think?
Oh, really?
Okay. Not kidding. All right, now you might laugh. But it works.
I believe
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It was wow. on the original recording.
So, yeah, and I do a lot of percussion with them and some of the – get to announce the band, get the crowd fired up, that sort
How
of thing.
How fun is that?
Oh, it's incredible. When Michael asked me to kind of be part of the show, I don't know, 15 years ago maybe, something like that, I hadn't been doing a lot of musical performing, you know, because I had a radio career
right.
and everything. And
Good
I'd
one.
Been out of the music business for decades. And it was a chance to get back on stage and perform and – kind of took to it, and it's been absolutely fabulous ever since. And these guys, I mean, the talent that's going to be on the stage Saturday night right. at the Meyer is insane. I have no business musically being with these guys. I don't know why they have me hang around. Maybe because I bring a bottle of whiskey once in a while. But
by the way,
you know, that's what you got to do.
You have done such an amazing job with your new career, whatever you want to call it, at really promoting local bands, local venues. You've really made that your mission.
It's,
haven't
a,
you?
It's a passion of mine. Always yeah. has yeah. been. And that you know, when I got out of radio. We don't need to go into why necessarily, but I definitely wanted to continue doing that. So yeah. I've used the social media platform to keep that going, and not only for our shows, but everybody like Adam, who was just here, and the Icons group. Phil Smith is in Symphony on the Rocks. He's with the Icons group, and they are fantastic. So yeah, go see them. They do a great job.
We've all benefited with you changing careers. I mean, you've done, like Johnny said, it's. And we love the arts.
Well,
and
yeah,
I think
you have a
that.
Morning radio show. Of course, you benefited when I left.
Yeah, well, okay, all right.
Okay,
you
I
got
can.
Me there. You got me there. You got me there. All right, Michael.
Line of the day.
Michael, this is kind of your deal.
Well, when Kevin and I weren't serving our life sentences in public education, you know, it was just a fun thing. It started fifth grade when I saw the Milwaukee Symphony. I went, I'd like to do that with a rock band someday. And it didn't happen right away, of course. But, you get the best people, the best character, you know, the best attitudes, and you sit there and go, okay, now what are we going to do? And it's amazing. It like Len said, I mean, if you're putting accordion on Comfortably Numb,
right?
I mean,
that's cool.
You know, we go through all the cool things about what the songs were, you know, basically presented for. And it's entertaining. I'm really there to entertain. I'm not there to sit there and play music and stare at the floor.
No, we don't. We don't pretend like we're that we're Rush or something like that. This is about it's a real communal fun experience. And I'll tell you what, the people in the band have the greatest time. It's so much fun. Kevin mentioned it earlier. He said there's no egos because this thing started, Symphony on the Rock started with an actual symphony. I think the Fox Valley Symphony Orchestra. Yep. And over the years, Michael has decided, you know what we need to do? We need to find all the best players that we can find around Wisconsin and the Midwest, players who want to, you know, get out of their symphony shell a little bit and rock out a little. And so that's what it's become. It's really amazing.
Yeah. I want to get to that. I just want to say that, in my limited time in entertainment, if you're having fun, the audience is having fun.
Absolutely.
They can tell. I think, you know, when they get there and just stand or sit but man, if they're engaged with each other on stage, that's right into the audience. And I'm really looking forward to this show. Hey, tell me, do the symphony, like Len just said, is a little stuffy. Do you talk during this and educate them a little bit on what we're trying to do here?
We educate them going, you got 10 minutes to go get a drink.
that may be the funniest line ever. Do you talk a little bit? We got Michael Bailey here. Do we talk a little bit?
Yeah. Right, Michael, right, right.
No, Michael's a great front man, and he's up there having fun and cracking jokes. And you know, it's more than just the music. It's kind of a cool thing. And with Michael's years and Vic Ferrari, of course, there's a ton of fans that have become part of that family, and they come to these shows. So it's almost a back and forth with the audience a little bit. So it's really fun.
Yeah. It's like I said, I'm into entertainment. I have to learn my parts. I'm just one of those kind of guys that I just love what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like, and we have a passion for it. I was on here in December. We talked about maybe raising money for veterans or certain causes. And at that time it was one of our holiday shows in Marinette for CASA. Well, that turned out amazing.
Oh yeah, it was great.
And you know, we've done this over the years, and Vic Ferrari's been in touch with a lot of things, but this one's for the musicians. You know, it's not going to, you know, benefit a police department, fire department. This one's for us.
Great.
And you know what? They deserve it. You know, how many people in Green Bay know that Kevin Van Ness played clarinet on the CBS morning show? And Mike, I looked at my wife and went, what just happened
here?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Sunday. You know that Sunday morning?
You have Pete Fulton's clarinet, one of them?
Todd, being our producer, you didn't tell us that?
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's correct. I played down in New Orleans. My big hero was Pete Fountain back in the day. You know, I'd see him on the Johnny Carson show and all that kind of stuff. And I went down and met him. And that one night, we ended up playing duets till midnight. And ended up purchasing one of his clarinets. And then I actually went down and played several Mardi Gras in his club. We actually made him designated first member. Gave him a cheesehead at one of the performances.
We did. Actually conducted your orchestra at
Washington.
And you, Johnny and I were just, we would talk often about how musicians can really be mentors, and you've really influenced some kids.
He's the man.
He is. This community, if we didn't have you, we wouldn't have a lot of the musicians and people with an appreciation for music.
Well, with the help of Michael, we actually brought that big symphony to Washington one day.
You did.
And those kids, we filled that auditorium. They went wild. Yep. And you couldn't believe, Jim, with even, you know, if you play bassoon or whatever, French, man, I mean, I could rock and roll in a symphony. How cool is this? I mean, the kids were inspired in an afternoon. It was unbelievable.
And I think what's cool, that's a little lower income school too, right? And Kevin is, I mean, how long were you there?
I did almost 34 years. Right. We were running 450 to 500 kids a year in band.
Served his sentence.
Well, those kids wanted to be in your band. You could tell when you walk into a room, if they want to be there, they don't want to be there. And I just want to thank you publicly again for what all you guys are doing. This is him. This is you.
Well, and the neat thing with the symphony, I think Len was mentioning that you get to play with the best. If you want to be good and you want to get better, you have to play with better people. And at the same time, it's almost like when they made We Are the World, you know, Quincy Jones put a big sign, leave your egos at the door.
Yeah, I just saw that documentary on that. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
And that's a symphony. I think that's with Michael. It's not like the rock band, and here comes the little symphony guys. Michael has, we're all in it together, and everyone's having a great time just to have a fun experience.
There are no stars. All there are is entertainment, and that's what the people really desire that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a lot of fun, and I'm not here to be, you know, with the hype or costumes or all that other stuff. We just bring it. That's what it's all about.
And that's this Saturday.
Yep.
At the Meyer Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the favorite venues that we have with Symphony on the Rocks because it's so incredible. The acoustics are great. We're treated well there. It's a beautiful stage.
Yeah.
And the Meyer's great Saturday night. And we have an opening band too, Grand Union.
Yep.
Which is an outstanding, incredible rock and country rock band, if you would. And those guys are really kicking it too. They're going to open the show at 8. And then we take the stage, I think, a little before 9.
Yep.
And it's going to be a full night of incredible music.
That's going to be fun. So are there still tickets available?
There's about 200 left. I mean, out of a 1,000-seat arena, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, MeyerTheater.org is
where it's one of our better crowds. Yep.
Okay, that's going to be fun.
Hey, Len, years ago, not these guys, but other bands, they'd always have to go to a bar. You know what I mean? Those are the only. Isn't it cool that we got these smaller venues now? Like we got the Tarleton down here, we got the Meyer here, this place in Hampton.
The Epic, yeah.
The Epic. Isn't it great what's happened over the last 10 years, maybe, versus what it was 20 years ago, where everything was in a bar?
Yeah, I it's absolutely right. And the experience for the audiences is different as well. It's a whole different feeling when you're in a theater as opposed to when people are milling around and, you know, only half of them are interested in actually hearing the music and they're yelling to each other because they can't hear each other over the music.
Yep.
No, a theater experience is way better. It's more immersive for the audience.
Right.
And it just seems bigger and cooler for the for those of us on stage, too. So I think we put a little bit more into it. I'm not saying that there aren't some cocktails served.
Right.
No, but you know, like I remember when I used to do Packer shows on like Monday nights or Thursday nights or whatever it was, and you'd be doing it at a bar, and a couple of guys go up and start playing pool. Yeah. Right. Trying to do a talk show. In the
radio. Or the TV's got the game on, you know, exactly, and half the people are watching that. Yeah.
Yep.
No, for a musician, there's nothing better. We are absolutely blessed around here. And Jim had a lot to do with that, too. I mean, the redevelopment of downtown Green Bay, the whole Meyer project, got an inside look at that, you know, doing news, and it's just been amazing. It's a great, great place.
And last night we were at the Northland Hotel for an event, too. And, Kevin, you've played there many times. I know you played for my party.
Yeah, it's a great place.
You're up on the tables.
You got it. It's a great place.
So it's
he
nice.
He kept his clothes on this time, didn't he?
He did. That was family show.
$9 for a drink there, though, Kevin. Got to be honest with you, $9.
Last night we, kind of ran up the bill. But the entertainment was, had it been Kevin, you wouldn't be questioning the $9, but maybe.
No, but that girl playing that harp was really good. She was. What?
She was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, the talent in the Green Bay and Valley area, I mean, I've played all over, and Michael has too. It's unbelievable. People don't realize. They think Wisconsin and, you know, frozen tundra, but the musical talent
but you know
in
what?
Wisconsin is
unbelievable. Let me tell you something. One of the reasons, I think, is because people like you, did at Washington, and Bill, that we all know from Big Mouth in Denmark.
Oh,
I mean, these are guys that are, you know, local celebrities with their excellence in their music, and then here they are teaching kids in middle school how to perform. I think that's a huge factor.
We have done a lot of shows with people in Symphony on the Rocks who these guys educated, came up through
that's
the local
awesome.
Systems, and if it wasn't them, it was a friend who was a teacher and heard, hey, this kid's really talented, and so there's a direct line from what they learned in school and the experience they got with these guys who helped those kids expand their horizons a little bit. It wasn't just playing in the school band. It was opportunities that might be there, and they could see it with guys who were performing professionally.
Yeah.
And now they're on stage at the Meyer Theater. Yeah. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't take anything away from the harp. I'm just saying the harp. You're not dancing.
Wasn't
on
that
the
harp?
It was. You're not dancing on the tables with a harp. And these guys put John was. Yeah, he's
not at $9 a drink. It was.
Anyway, there's so much, such a variety of music. But I think what you guys do, and as Michael said, you just engage with each other, and that boy, that goes right over to the crowd.
Part of the entertainment for
especially
us,
especially with you, Kevin.
It might be old news now, but we were the first in the world, not in New York, not somewhere else, to play on iPads.
Yeah, to have, you know,
that's it.
Usually you see a symphony and they all got the big music stand, or if you're going to see your kid at the school band, you can't see any of the kids' faces because the music stand's in the way.
Right.
Michael had the idea, let's get rid of that and let's all use iPads. So you just got this tiny thing in front of all these players and you can see everything.
The players, you can see us.
You can see them having, you know, so much fun.
Yeah.
when Paul is cranking on the bassoon
right.
And or smiles a mile wide. You wouldn't see that before, but with yeah, the way we do it,
very
you,
cool.
You see the whole thing.
Give yourselves a plug one more time, where and when.
Symphony on the Rocks, Meyer Theater, 8 o'clock Saturday night, probably a little bit before that, they will start. Right. Doors open at 7. Let's let her snap.
Grand Union opening the show, too. So two outstanding bands. We'd love to see you there.
Fantastic. Kevin Van Ness, Len Nelson, Big Dog. I'm just going to call you Big Dog when you walk in from now on. Is that okay? Thank you, so much,
thanks
Michael.
For what
thank
you're
you
doing.
All you guys and what you do Saturday in the entertainment industry and inspiration to the young musicians. This is awesome.
Let's rock.
All right, guys, let's do it. Bye. Thank you very much, guys. Saturday night at the Meyer. Back after this. Say long time to be gone.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and the Civic Media app.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor, what a fun day with some phenomenal musicians
that's
and entertainers. Could do this all day talking to those kind of guys.
Yep. That's a lot of talent we've had in the studio today.
It's
I mean,
incredible.
These guys and what they've given you add up their years. But not only that, we're just talking about how hard they work to engage the youth. To, they're not prima donnas. They all check their ego. That was a lot of fun today. I love, you know, entertainment and yeah, I'm going to both those shows.
And I think the whole area, all the way, you know, from Green, actually all the way up to Marinette, when they do a lot of cool stuff with that theater they've got up there. And Michael's a part of that.
Yeah.
When they did it for the Christmas, for the Casa.
Right.
They come all the way down Green Bay. Appleton is huge.
Right.
The whole Fox Valley is huge with the musicians. Oshkosh, same thing with some great venues. This is the heyday. You know, people talk about the heyday of local musicians.
Right.
We're in the midst of the heyday of local musicians.
We are. And like I said, and one of the reasons we are, well, one of them is we have the talent, but secondly, we have the venues for them to showcase their talent.
Yeah.
You know, with Epic.
That's what I mean. It used to be bars.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating. You know, you're trying to listen, and somebody, like you said, you know, people are talking over it. I hated doing radio shows in bars. I did a million and a half of them, and I got frustrated literally 90% of the shows.
And for the entertainer, and it's frustrating for the entertainer, like
you
said,
that's what I mean.
It's frustrating for them, but you don't want to play a big venue because if there's only 400 or 500 people,
absolutely,
it feels empty,
yeah,
even though it's not.
Yeah.
So that's why I think for Green Bay to kind of carve out some of these niches.
Remember one time doing a radio show and the guys start playing shuffleboard. Right? It's like, really? Guys,
that would hurt.
And I think it was Donald Driver who was my co-host.
Wow.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
We had a cool setup, though. They put a piece of plywood over the pool table, and that was our
set. That's nice. Well, at least
that was your set? That was our set.
But at least they weren't playing pool.
Yes.
So.
We could let it put plywood over it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And I think people, and I know Christy's coming on Friday to talk about what's going on in Green Bay, but, I mean, you can't have two better shows, right?
No.
Back-to-back Friday,
back at
Saturday.
The Meyer, wow.
Downtown.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Come down, use the restaurants, you know, go to Angelina's or some of these great.
And you know, we were talking the other way too with the Tarleton.
Yeah.
And
150.
Just cool, you know, cool venue. Even for that thing they do on Saturday mornings with the brunch for the kids, brunch and cartoons.
Right.
I mean, I love the fact that so much is geared towards younger people now. I love that.
That will benefit this community that like no one knows that that's going to be great. And what's I think would be kind of a cool story, and I don't think we'll still be on the radio then, but if somebody started
next week?
I'm saying somebody started at the Carlton at the Tarleton and then went to the Meyer and then to Epic, then to the Meyer, then to the Widener, and then played sold out the Rush.
Should have talked to Len about your idea for the Hall of Fame.
Well, I want to talk to all three of those guys.
Okay,
I didn't want to do that. I want to talk about them. But yeah, the Whammy Awards, Hall of Fame. Yeah, these guys will be part of the team.
Cool.
They'll be on the committee.
So a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is going to be fun.
Yep. Fantastic. Great. And Todd, one other thing.
Yes, sir.
The Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not even lying. And I said this like our first week we did a show where we had the young guy in who was rapping.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're this close to that kind of talent coming out, it's awe-inspiring, isn't it? It's like you're not watching it somewhere. It's like right here. It's like, how do you do that? It's like watching Gizmo with the magician. It's like, how do you do that?
And especially somebody like Adam who says that he had no musical talent before. And just listening.
Right. Unbelievable.
Well, even Ace said that.
Ace.
He didn't have any.
That's right.
Pick that up. So
look at the advantage I have if I start now.
Just okay.
Well, at least the good news is there's auto-tune now, so we can slide that in.
I had a lady tell me that she could teach me how to sing a little more on key.
Nope. I don't think
yes, she did.
No, I don't think that's possible.
Where did this conversation take place?
I don't
She was on is back when I was on IXX. She knew we did a little thing. She's going, you've got a great voice. You just need to control it.
Sean. I'm not gonna sing.
You want me to call Murphy? He'll verify it.
You always call in your friends to
verify.
Because
you don't believe me at face value.
No, but I don't. But
I've never known a person to doubt my truthfulness more than you.
I'm doubting your truthfulness. I just want it confirmed by an outside source that's not connected at the hip to you. And like even that soup thing, I'm going to call somebody, and I thought you were going to call a chef. And you end up calling Murphy. It's like out to back you up I forgot that what it was. French onion soup
soggy
or something.
Bread and soup.
Right. Mm. No, if we go to an outside source, but this lady, she was probably one of your big fans and wanted an autograph or
she
picture
said,
and
said
she could teach you how to sing. I believe, John, I am not doubting she said that. What I'm doubting is that she was qualified to say that. That's what I'm doubting.
Well, she's a professional music instructor, so I don't know. She went to
Juilliard.
That one too.
She went to
Juilliard. One was her undergrad, one was grad school. You start with Juilliard, then you go to Juilliard. That's the way it works. I mean, you guys got to learn the music business.
Okay. Oh man!
All
right. Well,
hey, this again. You know, Todd, thanks for getting these guests.
Yeah, great job, Todd. Fantastic.
You bet.
This is what we are. You know, to pass on information to the community about the talent that we have here. And that was I really had a fun day today. That was the best show I had.
You know, we've got some announcements coming for the show, and I'm just thinking as we get there, we may have a place to spotlight some of these artists where they can actually come in for
That'd
an
be
hour
great.
And, you know, have Adam do actual full songs for us.
That'd be awesome.
And Kevin is like unbelievable. I'm sure you've seen him in Talk of the Town, and you know, he's been in a ton of shows with Daddy D Productions.
So fun.
Yeah, I mean, led that band down in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. I mean, that was big. And to be on CBS
That almost
mornings,
sounds like too much fun.
Dangerous fun.
In New Orleans or Florida. Yeah. Boy, things happen.
I'm not coming home.
No.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
10 days down there, and it's the third largest Mardi Gras parade. And you know, he's the man for that. And you know, then he could have done a lot of other things. You know, his kids are great. They're Eagle Scouts. He lives on the east side. But for him to give 34 years to Washington middle school,
Fantastic.
Which is a tough school. I mean, I don't think a lot of those kids went to, as you would say, Juilliard art. But I think maybe those kids didn't grow up with as much music. And until they met Kevin, they really realized like, wow, I can do this and have fun. And
it's great. You can bring in any musicians you want. I always find that they're some of the most interesting people to talk to.
Yeah.
Because they lay it out on the line.
And they share.
You know, they lay it out on the line.
And they'll tell you everything they know.
Yeah.
They want you to be a musician, too. They like their industry. And they want the more, the better.
It's like a good coach in school.
Right.
Those
You're
music
exactly
directors.
Right.
Totally. Unbelievable.
And the inspiration you can give these kids. Right. Or it can be the other way. Because I had a coach one time that was just horrific.
tell we're ending on such a high note.
Well, no, I can tell you this story sometime. Boobsy was his name.
Oh,
and it's like gym teacher.
John, okay, you should have gone to the music teacher who encouraged you. I had a great music teacher, Brother Andrew.
Well,
yeah.
Boobsy was terrible.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I'll tell you that story sometime. All right, always. Well, we're out of time. This has been a really, really fun show. Todd, fantastic job
as
usual.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Thanks, everybody, for chiming in. Great time. We'll be back in tomorrow. Mino and the Mayor. Have a great
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 3 years? Or no money down, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.